In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And brothers and sisters, this is the Sunday before the exaltation of the Holy Cross. It also is the Sunday before we celebrate the Nativity of Theotokos. So we'll have vigil tonight at 6 o'clock, we said, right? 6 o'clock. And then the Divine Liturgy tomorrow at 9 o'clock. But the Sunday of the exaltation of the cross actually is next Sunday. And we always have this reading from John very early in the Lord's ministry as he's speaking about the cross. He said, "No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." He described his ministry. He described his condition as God and as man. He was the only man who'd been to heaven. He was the only man who could go to heaven. He was the only one who could ascend because he had already descended. This is a prophecy. This is a promise. We see this promise fulfilled, or we see it actually prophesied again, promised again, in the ascension. When he, as a man who had died as a man and risen, went up into the heavens in his flesh, we are made capable of going to heaven, being with God, because of the God-man Jesus Christ and his ministry. Now, why did he do this? We can come up with all kinds of theological reasons, and they are sound. The Old Testament speaks of Christ on every page. Tells us why there must be sacrifice, and that Christ would be the ultimate sacrifice, the final sacrifice. But really, we cannot understand why Christ did this, or how he did it, except for one thing, because of love. You know, we do things for many motivations. We do things because we want something. We do things because we think someone else needs something. We do things out of hate. We do things out of ambition, fear, and love. But love is the most powerful of them all. If a man loves, he will do anything that this love tells him to do. Anything. And so God loved so much that he sent his Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I think even people that don't believe in God can recognize this verse of Scripture. What does it mean? God's love for us is so all-encompassing, so great, so terrible, we cannot understand it. And yet, when a man enters into this love, he will do anything according to this love. Everything you do in your life should be motivated because of love, because the Lord God Jesus Christ was motivated, purely and simply because of love for us to come to save the world. He saved the world by his entire life, not just by his exploit on the cross. Everything was necessary. The preparation before he was born for hundreds and hundreds of years. His preaching, his committing the truth to his disciples so that they could pass it on. His death on the cross, his resurrection, his ascension, the sending forth of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who would reveal all things to us. All of this is necessary. Every bit of it. And every bit of it was because of love. I know in my own life that when I become tired of something, when I complain about something, something irksome to me, It's because that I'm not loving. Well, things are difficult. Things can be difficult. Love doesn't make everything just wonderful and peachy keen. But when the heart is darkened, it's because we don't love. Every time. And the Lord came because He loves us. And so we must love. But it's not like love is a commandment. It should be an internal conditioning. Does anyone need to command you to love your child? No, it is a natural condition. The Lord has commanded us to love. But we should love out of our gratitude for what He has done. One of the most moving things that is, in my opinion, about being an Orthodox Christian is how over and over again in all of our services we cannot stop speaking of the love of God, of the incarnation, of the relationship of God to man, of the relationship of the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to Himself. Deep, exalted subjects repeated over and over in different poetic ways because it is too wonderful for us. We can't get enough of it. Why do we speak so much of it? Because everything you do should be because of love. Everything. So test yourself. What things do you do because of love, and what things do you do because of other reasons? If you're honest with yourself, you'll see that many things you do are not because of love. The Lord said that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That is an image of the cross. He lifted up the standard that had the serpent on the top, and the people were cured of snake bite. By the time he took a stick and he put it and hit a rock, and good water came forth. It was bitter water, probably was salty, alkaline water of Marah. And the people had nothing to drink. And the water gushed forth because he hit it with the wood. There are many other instances with Moses and with others where the cross is typified, is prophesied in the Old Testament. But when Moses lifted up this cross, or it wasn't actually a cross, it was a standard that had the serpent on it, it was pointing to the cross. The people were in the midst of the wilderness. They had been going for many days. There was much grumbling. Everyone who left Egypt, everyone, died before they reached the promised land. Every single person. Not one person that left Egypt 40 years later was alive to go into the promised land. So, when the cross is lifted up, that does not mean things are easy. Things can still be very difficult. But let love be what motivates you. And I find that when I consider in my small, insignificant way, without much understanding God's love, I'm overwhelmed. Maybe just a little bit more that day, I will do things because of love, not because of my own fears or perceived needs or ambition or whatever. It's always right to do things because of love. Always. It might not turn out in a way that is pleasant to you, but it will always be right. Always. When you act out of love. You can't say that about anything else. Love should motivate everything we do. So, before our Lord's exploit on the cross, a week before, we are told that He so loved the world, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Not to condemn the world. The cross is often seen as a symbol of God in His righteous judgment, judging His Son so that we would not be judged. God came so that we would have life. He came so that we would be saved. He didn't just come so that He could be killed. He came to give us life. His entire life. And it was all because of love. So let us try to love in all things. Amen.